Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. President Trump has doubled down on his plan to take control of Gaza and move the Palestinian population out, despite the global outrage against it. He told journalists he was committed to buying and owning Gaza while making sure Hamas wouldn't return.
Claim it'll be levelled out, fixed up. There won't be anybody there. Hamas won't be there. We'll be building through other of the very rich countries in the Middle East. They'll be building some beautiful sites for the people, for the Palestinians to live in. They'll be living in harmony and peace, probably for the first time in hundreds of years.
Asked why Arab nations were unwilling to take in Palestinian refugees, he answered they hadn't spoken to him about it yet. In the same interview, President Trump also said the people of Canada should choose to become the 51st U.S. state.
You know, they don't pay very much for military, and the reason they don't pay much is they assume that we're going to protect them. That's not an assumption they can make, because why are we protecting another country? Now, I love the people of Canada. We have a great relationship. But if they became our 51st state, it would be the greatest thing they could ever do. It would be unbelievable. It would be a cherished state. And think of how beautiful that country would be without that artificial line running right through it.
Canada has rejected any idea of joining the US, though Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has said the threat is a real thing. President Trump also said he would be announcing further tariffs on America's trading partners in the coming days. He said he would impose a 25% charge on all steel and aluminium imports. He added he'd announce reciprocal tariffs on all countries that taxed US exports, saying if they charge us, we charge them. Votes have been counted in Ecuador in presidential and parliamentary elections, widely seen as a referendum on rampant crime and a struggling economy. 15 candidates are challenging the conservative incumbent President Daniel Noboa, the son of a banana magnate who came to power just 15 months ago.
As the incumbent, he is actually the front runner. That's what the polls in recent weeks have suggested. And he's certainly hoping for voters to give him a mandate to carry on his plans. From his perspective, this is the chance to now try and serve a full term. He's really defined himself throughout his term so far through tough policies on law and order. In particular, he has introduced emergency measures to try and tackle violent drug gang crime, including militarizing the streets, militarizing prisons, giving security forces more powers as well. So he is hoping that he will essentially have a mandate to continue that.
And that report from Ecuador came from Ione Wells. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. President Macron says investors will pump $113 billion into artificial intelligence projects in France in the coming years. He said it was the equivalent of what America had announced with Stargate, the half-a-trillion-dollar programme led by OpenAI. Mr. Macron was speaking ahead of a two-day global AI summit in Paris. The German Chancellor has accused his main election rival of breaking his word by accepting support from the far-right AfD in Parliament. In their first pre-election television debate, Olaf Scholz said the conservative Friedrich Merz had broken a post-war taboo by accepting votes from the extreme right. Countering, Mr. Merz ruled out any cooperation with the AfD, saying they had major differences on core issues. Kosovo's Prime Minister Albin Kurti is claiming victory in the general election for his self-determination party, saying he's confident of forming a new government. But unlike the last time, he will not be able to govern alone, and Mr. Kurti and other Kosovan party leaders have made it clear they're unwilling to work together. Guy Delaunay reports.
Projections suggest that self-determination will be comfortably the largest party in Kosovo's new parliament, but that may not be enough for its leader Albin Kurti to stay in the Prime Minister's office. Former Prime Minister Ramush Haradinaj has claimed victory for the opposition. His AAK is the smallest of three parties which may work together, but until the Election Commission publishes official results, celebrations are on hold.
The Philadelphia Eagles are playing the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl in New Orleans. Donald Trump is among the crowd. He's the first president to attend the premier event in American football. The Chiefs are hoping to win a record third consecutive Super Bowl. The halftime show will feature the rapper Kendrick Lamar. And that's the latest BBC News.